This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Tuesday, October 5th, AD 2021. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Afghan Christians have given firsthand testimony of the death threats they are receiving to the broadcasters at Sat-7 Christian Satellite TV, reports Release International. One caller into the program said, quote, "O Lord God, please protect us because we are facing hell," end quote. Another caller testified that, quote, "My family and I came to Christ 2 years ago. I and my family have received death threats. I have no other way but to escape from the country. Help us to be heard so we can flee from this hell," end quote. Please remember our Afghan brothers and sisters in Christ who are facing real danger right now. Romans 8, verse 38 says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." A French commission has concluded between 2,900 and 3,200 French clergy committed sexual sin against children since the 1950s, reports France24.com. Olivier Savignon, a victim's advocate, told CNN the report to be issued today will be like, quote, "a cyclone, a tsunami, a hurricane. We will finally have figures on the scale of the abuse collected scientifically. We have been waiting for this for years," end quote. Australia's Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse reported 10,000 abuse cases over the last 90 years. Tragically, 62% of those abuse cases occurred in religious institutions. 62% were Catholic, 15% Anglican, and 7% Salvation Army. Plus, 60% of the sexual sins committed were homosexual in nature. And here in the U.S., 91-year-old Theodore McCarrick, the defrocked American cardinal, is awaiting trial in a Boston court for homosexual assault on a child, reports NPR. Last month, the court entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. Four others have filed a lawsuit on similar charges. McCarrick is the only U.S. Catholic cardinal, current or former, to ever be criminally charged with child sex crimes. The next hearing was set for October 28th. By way of background, in 2018, the Pennsylvania grand jury found 300 Catholic clergy guilty of sexual sins against 1,000 children since the 1940s, reports CNN. In addition, according to the 2004 report by the John Jay College of Criminal Justice, commissioned by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops, 4,392 clergy sexually abused children during the period from 1950 to 2002. That information was based on surveys completed by the U.S. Roman Catholic Diocese. Galatians 6, verses 7 and 8 says, "Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life." Yesterday was a bad day for Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp, reports CBS. They were down for 6 hours throughout the day. The problem was caused by a networking issue. Facebook said that because its servers were unable to communicate properly, the problems cascaded and caused outages across the system. Plus, DownDetector.com reported that it also affected T-Mobile, Verizon, AT&T, Google, Twitter, TikTok, Zoom, and Amazon Web Services users. World Magazine editor Andrew Walker complained of the relative silence among evangelical leadership concerning the House passage of the pro-abortion bill deceptively named the Women's Health Protection Act. His column was headlined, "A Radical and Revealing Abortion Bill: Moral Anarchy in Congress and Moral Cowardice in Some Evangelical Circles." In his words, quote, evangelical leaders have been so conditioned by the liberalism intimidation of our day that they now largely fail to raise a hand in serious protest to liberalism's overreach. That a bill like this could pass is a tragedy. The lack of response from many mainstream evangelicals is an embarrassment. End quote. Walker further noted the growing divide forming within evangelicalism in America. He wrote, quote, "If you want to understand the divide in evangelicalism, just consider the contrast between the silence of the evangelical left and the outspoken moral outrage of the truly pro-life evangelicals." End quote. The Center for Disaster Philanthropy notes that 60% of California's largest fires have occurred in the last 2 years. The 10 million acres burned throughout the West last year cost insurers between $7 and $13 billion. AccuWeather is forecasting a damage cost this year of between $70 to $90 billion. And the fire season is not over yet, especially for California. CEO Dr. Joel Myers said they would, quote, "anticipate the frequency of fires and related damage to increase. The Santa Ana and Diablo winds will be significant factors in exacerbating fire events over the next 2 months in Southern and Northern California, respectively." End quote. Washington state employees have been notified the state revoked previously granted religious exemptions for the COVID-19 shot, reports Q13Fox.com. At least a dozen workers have been notified by the State Department of Fish and Wildlife that they have just a few days now to take the Johnson & Johnson shot or be fired. Apparently, the department changed its mind sometime between September 20th and September 29th when it revoked the religious exemption. And finally, Queen Elizabeth, still the living icon of 1,000 years of Christianity in the West, commended the BBC's 60 years of airing the program Songs of Faith, reports The Telegraph. The longest-reigning monarch issued a statement which was featured in the anniversary of the program. She said, quote, "During that time, the program has shown Christianity as a living faith, not only through hymns and worship songs, but also by featuring the many people who have put their faith at the center of their lives," end quote. You can watch the 30-minute 60th anniversary BBC special through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 5th in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.